Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Here we go. Where do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Our rights are always under attack. And the Democrats sometimes is right in your face and they want to ban guns. And other times they use other sneakier methodology. But something happened in Okeechobee, Florida, that I wanted to talk to Luis Valdez about, but I'll share some of it with you first. Before Hurricane Helene made landfall, several cities and municipalities declared local states of emergency to ensure funds would be available for storm-related repairs. That's a good thing, right? But one city's local state of temporary emergency order stirred controversy from gun advocates. It seems that, you know, they put in place kind of an anti-gun provision, which really isn't covered under that state of emergency. Now, as people became aware, and somebody on X shared some information, Firearms Policy Coalition, a nonprofit gun rights organization that's actually in California, they kind of sounded the alarm, if you will. Well, that resulted in the city admitting, the Okeechobee Police Department specifically admitting that they enacted the wrong declaration last week, which mistakenly included a gun ban. I guess, depending on how you, what kind of emergency there is, it could stipulate that. I think that was more designed for maybe kind of a mob. Yeah. Well, it was like a lynch mob or some kind of mob, you know, buying up the gun store and going after something, and not to have something like that escalate, so to speak. And it's probably a bit archaic anyway, the law. It's a Florida statute, I guess. The initial cited Florida statute 870.044 went into effect Thursday, September 26th for a few hours. It was signed by the police chief, Donald Hagan, ahead of Hurricane Helene's arrival. The city issued a statement, spoke to the local CBS affiliate about the error. This is something that was mistakenly enacted. Once we learned that the emergency order was not the order we intended to declare, we immediately terminated it. That, according to the PIO for Okeechobee City Police Department, Jarrett Romanello. What's interesting, though, is somebody from a gun rights organization got a hold of the DeSantis administration, and there's word or possible rumor that he sent, or somebody from his office sent word for them to change that declaration. Joining us now, Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, our Florida rep. Good morning, Louis. How you doing?
Good morning. I was actually in Okeechobee last night at the city council meeting.
Well, fantastic. I kind of laid the groundwork. I explained what happened there. They came back and said they mistakenly enacted the wrong declaration of emergency. What did you learn? What's your take on this whole thing?
That is exactly what happened. Both the mayor and the chief of police were extremely apologetic. They both stated that it was enacted out of basically a mistake. They've had an ordinance on the books since 2004. At no point have they updated it. At no point have they reviewed it. It's just been kind of a standard procedure policy for them to do it. But what was interesting is when I spoke to the chief of police, he personally told me, he's like, look, I'm one of the biggest gun guys in the area. I'm from here. I'm not, you know, some New York anti-gunner that wants to confiscate everyone's guns. And the moment I even noticed it was wrong, I rescinded the order. He was extremely apologetic. So was the mayor's office. And again, GOA, we flat out told them, look, we could sue you guys under this. We're not going to. Instead, what we are offering to do is to put on a presentation to the city government and the police department on how to properly read Chapter 790 in its entirety, the emergency declaration statutes in its entirety, and how to protect the Second Amendment. We're willing to put on a civil rights class for the city of Okeechobee and say, hey, look, this is how you guys do this correctly.
And this brings attention to those that don't have a great understanding of the law. Even, unfortunately, coming from law enforcement, we know it happens. It's happened before. Also, the Firearms Policy Coalition put on X that they got in touch with the DeSantis administration, and they were told as soon as the governor's office was aware, they directed the police chief to rescind the order. Do you believe that to be true, or did he do it in advance of the governor's call?
From what the chief told me, he wasn't contacted by the governor's office. I don't know if that happened or not, but from what the chief told me, he said, hey, it was enacted in the morning, and by the evening, I already rescinded it because it was wrong.
Okay. All right, so you feel good about that? I mean, obviously, you don't feel good about what happened, but you good about the apology and rescinding it fairly quickly?
Yeah, for the most part, it's in the end, it was still a mistake for what happened. Luckily, no one, of course, had their rights violated. No one was arrested. No businesses were affected, thank God. But this is a major example of how things can happen. And the biggest issue with this is if this wasn't challenged, if this wasn't brought to the public's attention, then you would have other municipalities that actually would have nefarious goals. And they would try to do this because, you know, they would say, well, Okeechobee did it and no one caused a ruckus with them. That is part of vigilance. That's why GOA is a vigilant organization. The moment this happened, we immediately contacted the city back on Saturday when it became public knowledge to us, when our members contacted us and said this happened.
Well,
we reached out to the city back then.
We learned a lot when Katrina blew through New Orleans, and they were actually going house to house and, you know, taking little 22s, you know, away from elderly, you know, women, that might be their only form of defense against looters or other nefarious characters. And I thought we learned a pretty valuable lesson post-Katrina because of that.
Very much so. And that was an issue that just didn't happen to Katrina. That's been an issue that's happened across the country during numerous disasters and events. And luckily, in this day and age, there has been a push to solidify and protect Second Amendment rights. And part of that effort has been through the efforts of GOA. We have pushed across the country and in a number of states for laws to be enacted that specifically say, hey, guns cannot be confiscated during declared states of emergency. The people cannot be disarmed. The people should be able to carry and protect themselves wherever they go. And one of the great things in Florida law, and this was the screw-up with the declaration, is the enabling act for that declaration is 870.043. That basically says, hey, if during a declared state of emergency for riots and looting, you could do this. And the actual statute that says, okay, you could ban this, you could do that, that's 870.44. But on the bottom of it, it literally says, oh, yeah, by the way, none of this construes that we are going to confiscate firearms from the law-abiding public or ban them from carrying guns. And that wasn't posted in their notice.
That is important, and that is interesting that that wasn't in there because, I mean, just from a common sense perspective, when there's a state of emergency, might be the very time when law-abiding citizens would need their Second Amendment rights. Like, if you had a riot breaking out, I get it, or looting, but you know what? What if you're in your vehicle trying to traverse some area, unbeknownst to you, a riot broke out, you're caught in the middle of that, and now legally you couldn't defend yourself?
Yeah, that is the biggest issue, and that's what we specifically brought up yesterday in the city council meeting. And again, the city was apologetic, the mayor's office was apologetic, the chief of police was apologetic. The other thing that I learned is basically that it was something that they've had on the books forever again, and it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, let's just do it. You had complacency, and as I've mentioned multiple times, complacency kills.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate your vigilance, Gun Owners of America, and everything you do, and you specifically, Luis Valdez. It's always a pleasure. Keep us in the loop like you always do, because they're always trying to encroach on our Second Amendment rights, and we appreciate what you do.
Not a problem. Thank you for what you guys do. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.